what you're saying about that communication, that form of communication, what we're doing via video now is so authentic and it's so personal, yet major professional as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really, really, I'd rather meet with agents than car salesmen any day. But
totally.
I'd love for them to meet with me virtually. It'd be a whole lot different experience.
Yeah, and we all know now that using Zoom or something like Zoom is extremely easy, right? Yet it just impresses people now. So if you're out there with Joe Schmo Public and you can do this, even if you're not a techie person or you don't consider yourself one, you're going to come off looking like one.
Absolutely.
So it really makes you look more professional and much more tech savvy and able to represent them in this digital age, which is pretty cool.
How about the other forms of technology that you're finding your top producers using? I mean, even the basic ones such as Facebook, Instagram, mm-hmm. Social media to the masses.
Right. Yeah. That's Erica. This one will start to answer your question a little bit. You've been patient waiting for how you generate business now. So. and by the way, you guys throw in questions. If you got questions, throw them in the comments in there. We are looking at them. So I appreciate that. So yeah, I think, one of the biggest shifts that we made the minute shelter in place started happening was like, hey man, if you're not in, social media, you better get there in a hurry. Right. And I'll tell you, Facebook almost broke that first month. I don't know if you remember that. Like, I think you're streaming this live right now onto Facebook. You couldn't do that the first 2 weeks. It would crash because Facebook, so many people moved to Facebook and started streaming on Facebook. It was just kicking things like Zoom off left and right. And that's what happened. Facebook's users just blew up and went through the roof because everybody went to Facebook. And guess what? Facebook is like crack. You're not getting off it very easy. So even if COVID does, calm down and doesn't resurge or whatever, we go back to life as normal, people that got used to Facebook are staying on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? So they're there. And as agents, we know it's a game of contacts. So we want to, as many people as we can know, as many contacts as we can make, the increased likelihood we're going to get more business. So why not be where people are? If you want to catch fish in the river, go to the smallest part where the river's rushing the most, like the Bear. That's where all the salmon are, and we're going to grab it all. They're over on Facebook right now. So if you want to catch the salmon, get over on Facebook. So we're trying to get everybody over there. And what's interesting is what we started to learn as coaches, even though we represent all of these people that make millions of dollars a year, they really didn't know what to do on Facebook. And we didn't really push it that hard before because we didn't need to. They were generating business a lot of different ways. And they would, we keep them in their strengths most of the time. So I'm kind of being vulnerable right now. As a lot of our clients, I didn't know they had this glaring weak spot. So we've started to learn that, okay, there is some basics that need to be taught here that I don't think a lot of people know. So let's break Facebook down into your personal page first, okay? Because we can talk about your business page and your personal page. And I know a lot of you guys get confused between the two, and I get so frustrated with it. It does. When people always want to use their business page, right? They just want, I want to use my business page because I want to protect my personal page. Well, if you do that, I'm sorry, but you're going to miss a lot of opportunity if you just keep your personal page personal and then your business page business. Okay. You can do that. It's totally fine. Just understand you're not going to get the most out of Facebook. There's just no way around it. Okay. So I am on Facebook a lot. Now I use Facebook for business. Even if you see personal stuff on there, I'm going to tell you right now, every single thing you see from me on Facebook is for business. If I did not have a business, I would not even be on Facebook. Just here to tell you, I just wouldn't even use it as a social tool. I'm very hermit-like. Like shelter in place didn't really impact my social agenda at all.
Just, you were a pioneer in your time.
Stayed the same, yeah. Still right in this room, yeah. So understand the business page, and we'll get to it if we have time, really has three purposes only, okay? Number one, it is like a static website for you, okay? Because if you're going to check somebody out, very rarely do people go on Google anymore and Google you. That's very 5-10 years ago. They actually go to Facebook, go to your personal page, look at that little link that says where you work, click on it and check out your professional page. And you need to look good when they go there. Okay. Does that make sense? That's use number one. Okay. It's like your website. It's the new website for realtors. It's your Facebook page. Now, again, that's not going to generate you much business because they have to know to look for you. they're going to go to your personal page. And then all you have to do is put a link that you work at Heather Ruggles Realtor, and they're going to click on that. Remember, you work at Heather Ruggles Realtor. You don't work at Remax. You don't, because now you're just going to click to the brokerage page. Your own page is where you work, where you as an individual realtor work at Heather Ruggles Remax, let's say. Make sense? We don't want to send people to a different page for your brokerage where they can actually bump into another realtor. That's like sending people to your competition. So make sure that link goes to your own professional page and make sure that page looks good. Do you need to post on it a lot? No, you really don't. You can post on it once a month for all I care. And you'll notice, like most of you realtors watching, when you post something organically on your business page, you might get one or two likes on it at all. Why? Because it's a business page. And people don't like ads just like they don't like commercials. They don't like your open house ad. People don't like those. Sorry. You know, they don't. They just, you know, they always say Facebook's like a cocktail party. You go to a cocktail party and you walk around, and let's say you're at a cocktail party and you just start bumping into people talking about your open house. I mean, you're not going to get a positive response at that cocktail party. If you're just going to each person saying, hey, I got an open house this weekend, they're like, what is wrong with you? Like that, you know, we need to engage on a personal level on Facebook. That's why we have to use your personal page more. So that business page organically, which means if we just don't pay any money and we just post something, you're not going to get much traction from that ever. Okay. So don't think that's what it's there for. It is there to look pretty for you. That's number one, in case someone comes to you. So it might convert a lead that already knew about you, but it's not going to generate a lead organically based on what you post. Okay. Okay. So that's number one. Now, number two, there are two and three. There are two other purposes for that business page though. The other one is you can use it to boost a post, which means you're going to pay money to boost a post to a group of people based on where they work, where they live. There's lots of demographics you can click in there. And those are typically people you don't know, right? So you can boost it to a group of people you don't know, and then they will see it for a very reasonable price, okay? That's boosting a post. Then there's a third use for it, and that's retargeting ads. Now, this one I like. I do use this one a lot. So we can actually retarget a Facebook ad. This is different than boosting a post, okay? We can retarget an ad at people whom you do already know, okay? Now, this is really important. So we use this one a lot. And a lot of people don't understand the difference between the two, so I want to make sure you guys do understand it. What Facebook allows you to do, and you can Google this. I'm not going to go through a how-to right now because that's super boring. But you can Google how to retarget Facebook ads, okay? And there will be videos all over the place on how to do that with screen shares and clicking, okay? But what that is you're going to take a database of people you know. The two most popular databases would be your sphere of influence, all the people you do know, and you can import them up into Facebook, and then you can run an ad to retarget back at those people whom you already know, who you gave to Facebook, right? And Facebook, this is the creepy part that gets everybody upset. Facebook, by looking at their email address and, yes, their physical address, can find them and make sure these ads show up over and over again, right in front of them. So if you're having a client event and you want to market your client event to them, you know, it's like they can't miss you online, right? If you're trying to, you know, whatever you're trying to promote, let's say you live in an area and your average price is $300,000, but you just listed a $900,000 property and you want your whole SOI to know that you're a baller and you can do luxury and that you can handle that and that you're successful and that they start thinking about using you as a realtor, you might do a just listed video of an awesome new video for the best listing you've ever had at your SOI retargeted, so they all see A, that you do great videos for your listings, that you're successful, that you're in business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we can go on and on. I mean, there's been so much material throughout COVID to be able to add value and and stay positive with people and be informative and let them know about things like tax deadlines to July 15th and, you know, PPP loans available to small businesses, promoting small businesses, all, and you can still do a lot of this stuff. There's so much to put out there to keep you in front of your SOI, and it's so cheap to retarget ads. I mean, it's nickels. So I really like that. The other big group of people that will upload for retargeting ads is farms. So geographic farms. So if you're trying to market, or you do market to a certain neighborhood where you either are or want to be the real estate agent of choice in that neighborhood. We just need to get the contact information of everybody that lives in that neighborhood. And I'm going to go ahead and type in something because you're all going to ask me if I don't. And you can actually purchase this information. I'm typing it into the comments right now. And it's called Cole Information Services. Whoa, that is not right. So if you just type into Cole Information Services or Cole Realty, I just typed it in there. You can actually buy a database for about $300. As many databases, $300 will get you anything you want in your city. If that makes sense. So it'll give you all the people and physical addresses pretty much in a neighborhood. And then you probably get 50% of their emails and about 50% of their mobile phone numbers, as creepy as that is. Can't do that if you're in Canada. Canada has very strict laws about that kind of stuff. But you can get names and emails typically from, you know, closing companies and things like that. And that's enough to get Facebook retargeting for you. So now, I mean, we're not limited to just, you know, we can start emailing to them because we got that information for a few $100. We can mail to them. We can door knock to them. We can market to them like crazy. Everywhere they go on Facebook, they're just going to see us, if that makes sense, right? And this is all true on Instagram too. Facebook owns Instagram. I think most of you know that. So it's like its little sister. So almost anything you do over here can be done over there. So when you retarget, it'll actually find them on Instagram and do the exact same thing, just to let you know. They kind of work hand in hand. So that is a very powerful tool that, again, I don't like to use it just by itself. I still believe in mailing in some instances. I definitely believe in email marketing. I definitely believe in social media marketing. I believe in using the phone. I believe in door knocking, open houses, you name it. Retargeting is just another way to get right in front of a target market and evidence your success and add value to people. So those are the three uses of your business page. One, it's a beautiful website because when people look for people, they do it on Facebook. Okay. When people look for other stuff, they might do it on Google, but they're going to find your personal page. They're going to look for that link. They're going to click on it and you got to look good when they go there. If you want to convert the lead, it won't generate the lead, but it'll help you convert the lead. If you want to generate leads on Facebook, we need to boost posts and retarget ads. That's your business page. Don't use it to organically post, okay? Organic posting, and this is where the real money's at, guys, is on your personal page.